Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Keith, thanks for joining us on a big day.
Dom, how are you doing? Good to talk to folks in Philadelphia and Southeast PA.
So your experience with him, you were in Congress at the same time. What was he like in Congress, Keith?
He was a very serious individual. You know, we both got elected in 2012. At the same time, Barack Obama was reelected. We had hoped that the country would be put on a different path in 2012. It was not. We got elected, but we did a lot of oversight of what was going on with respect to the Obama administration. Ron DeSantis was a real leader in that oversight. If you remember issues such as the IRS Tea Party scandal, the mm-hmm. Fast and Furious scandal, and lo and behold, when the Russia hoax came up, then Congressman DeSantis was a real leader in going after the deep state and what was being done. And this Durham report that just came out just really vindicates everything we were saying all those years ago about the cabal that was at the Department of Justice and the FBI. And it's something that still needs to get cleaned up at the FBI.
Now, in an ordinary race, what he's done in Florida, and I know Trump around the edges, I'm not sure if he's given up on that, trying to attack that record is impeccable. One part of that I wanted to ask you that I'm pro-life too, but I don't think tactically this is sustainable, and that is the six-week heartbeat bill. I see that some of the anti-abortion leaders, Keith, went to Mar-a-Lago, even those that had said Trump is out of the family business because he said what Governor DeSantis signed was harsh. Tell me the thinking on that. In addition to heartfelt, I'm sure. Let's talk about it strategically, though. How in the world does that work?
Well, strategically, at this point, you're going to have different parts of the country reacting differently. This is what the Supreme Court did when it said, look, there is no constitutional right to an abortion. Even liberal critics said so back in the 1970s. There was a dean from Stanford Law School who talked about the wages of crying wolf with Roe versus Wade. They were just making this stuff up. There was no constitutional right to an abortion, and they did a lot of damage to the court system by issuing that kind of ruling. Look, we have a Declaration of Independence that we're going to be recognizing and celebrating in 2026 right there in Philadelphia. That document says that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that we are endowed by your creator with an inalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Abraham Lincoln, who held this country together in the 1860s, kept going back to the touchstone of the Declaration of Independence. Was it just for 1776, or was it for also the 1860s? Is it also for the 1900s, the 2000s? Look, I understand that people, this is a very sensitive and personal issue, and people are going to be disagreeing across the country. But to understand that we do have a right to life, and we have to recognize that, and different states are going to be handling that differently.
Wait a minute, though, Keith. So I get it. I think you're doing a good job here. But with all due respect, the idea that he just did this, is that what you're saying? Because Florida wanted that? Or is that his position?
The Florida legislature, representing the people of Florida, passed right. this piece of legislation.
Okay, so, wait a minute, Keith.
Does it affirm?
Is that his position, though, the heartbeat bill, when he runs for president? It's one thing to say, I did it as governor, I signed that. That's a position. Or is it what he believes?
Certainly he wouldn't have signed it if he didn't believe it, but you have to understand, you start to have a conversation, understanding what might be working in Florida right now might not be working in other parts of the country. Certainly Lindsey Graham came out and said, look, at 15 weeks, when we know a fully formed baby is capable of feeling pain, we shouldn't be having that in our country. The United States is one of only 7 countries in the world where you can get an abortion after 20 weeks. We had this horrible situation right there in Philadelphia with Kermit Gosnell, where a woman died in his clinic, and they go in there and find all these late-term bodies of babies there. It's appalling. It's horrific. We have a lot of work to do in the country with respect to people having conversations about this, making sure that women who are facing crisis pregnancies are getting the resources they need. What we don't need is corporations throwing thousands of dollars at women, saying, hey, travel, get an abortion, and creating this
hostile environment. Yeah, but Keith, you're arguing with the wrong person. I'm in agreement with you all that, but let's face it, strategically, I don't see how you win the presidency with this. I think there's going to have to be a lot of work here. I'm still not clear on the position. I'm not clear on Trump's, but I know that Trump's position is superior to me.
You start with the extremism of the left, where they want to have taxpayer-funded abortion up until the ninth month of pregnancy. That is totally apart from the mainstream. People agree in this country that if a baby is feeling pain, we should not be having abortions at that point. Should that be a national consensus? That's the kind of discussion we're going to have going into 2024.
Okay. We differ on. I hear the points, and you made it well. I want to see if that can work. I have a lot of doubts. That's the Achilles heel to me. But moving on now, tonight with Governor DeSantis, I hear several things, Keith, that he's put out there and talked about as themes about why DeSantis versus Trump without naming Trump. I don't see any of them, even though logically I'm in agreement with him. For example, he gets 8 years. Trump would only have 4. All these Supreme Court appointments would come up. You'd have a 7-2 court. What do you think, knowing DeSantis as you do and looking at the Trump thing rationally, what breaks through a bit, gets the Trump supporters thinking a little bit about DeSantis?
If you want to hold the swamp accountable for what they did to Donald Trump with the Russia hoax, with dragging that through the Mueller investigation, Ron DeSantis is the guy who can bring accountability to the Department of Justice and to the FBI. He is a very smart guy. He conducted oversight of those very scandals when he was in the House. He is very smart. He's going to get to the bottom of that. He's going to be able to root out the corruption that is there. Donald Trump couldn't root out the corruption when he was there. They went after him. Frankly, should have fired James Comey on January 20th as soon as he was sworn in. He let Comey stay in until May. He put Christopher Wray in place. He let Fauci handle the COVID response. Look, the swamp is still there in Washington, D.C., and if you really want someone to go in and start to take apart the swamp and bring freedom back to this country, Ron DeSantis is going to be your guy.
You made my day by making the argument that's going to be out there, but I'm in the camp saying, at least with the callers and the Trump people I get, they would resent that. I hear you. It's an argument. The DeSantis personality is second to none, even though I haven't spoken up close as you have over many years, and drilling down, getting results, going after you to the ends of the earth. I would agree, logically, that that's a great argument. I think, Keith,
the other thing, Dom, though, Trump is going to have a real difficult time winning back some of these swing states, whether it's Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. You're going to need those states to be elected. And I think with DeSantis having roots in western Pennsylvania, his dad was born in Aliquippa, raised in Aliquippa. His mom is from eastern Ohio. These are people who know our region. They know the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Ron's wife is from Ohio. They present a new generation that can attract a lot of new voters to the party.
What do you say, though? So you've undercut this already, I guess, is the argument. Listeners say that are trumped up, and there's a lot of them, Keith. They say, well, Trump has already done it. He's proven himself. To them, he was a success. DeSantis has not.
But he did not get reelected. He lost to a guy who was sitting in a basement who was having difficulty putting a couple sentences together.
Well, the argument there is election integrity, as you know.
Well, we pretty much have the same election regime, except for Florida, frankly, that Ron DeSantis really cleaned up the election system in Florida, and he can use his influence to try to get other states to adopt what Florida has done. This is what we got going into 2024.
Keith, let's talk a little bit about the mechanism tonight. I'm fascinated by this with Elon Musk, and Elon Musk is not the moderator. It's a guy named David Sacks, who's pro the what I think is the Republican Party base, or my listeners' base, on the Ukraine-Russia war. Sacks is an interesting choice. Why is he chosen as the moderator tonight, do you think?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, you heard
I've known the governor since 2012, but yeah. I I'm not in on those decisions.
Well, my theory is, let me float this one with you, Keith, that, DeSantis got caught up a little bit. He rebounded successfully on it with Tucker Carlson and the Ukrainian situation. This guy is stone cold against the Zelensky position. Having him in there, we might hear some of that tonight.
Yeah, I we got a lot of challenges in the country. I think I'm looking at a broken border. I'm looking at the dystopian crisis that we have right there in Kensington with the drugs and the crime. We have inflation. There are so many issues that Governor DeSantis can be looking at, and then highlighting what he's been able to do with the freedom agenda here in Florida. And Florida is just booming. I'm here now, and it's just amazing to see all the activity that's going on right here in the Sunshine State.
Yeah, I think when Trump attacks that's a big mistake. I know he's got it. People are telling him, well, you got to take away from your opponent. There's no doubt.
Well, it's funny because President Trump would call Ron DeSantis for counsel when I was there, having dinner with Ron, and President Trump would call and see what's going on in the House, and he really liked what Ron DeSantis was doing when he was in the House. Ron was one of the guys fighting for Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the last question for you, Keith, and I think it is quite a bit of a gamble, given what I know about the technology of doing what he's doing tonight. But I think it's a very smart move rather than the traditional sort of announcement. It puts it on the map with Twitter, Elon Musk looking to dominate even Fox News with Twitter. Why do this? Give us can tell us whatever you think went into this decision tonight.
I couldn't tell you myself. I really don't. This is not a traditional way to do it, but maybe that's the point also. Look, these are relatively new media outlets that people are going to. It's a way to bypass traditional media. Mm-hmm. We know that the legacy media has really done Governor DeSantis a disservice so many times, going even back to that 60 Minutes ridiculous story they had on him, which is completely debunked. Every time the media comes up with something about DeSantis, it gets debunked within minutes. This is a way, perhaps, to bypass that traditional media.
It is. Tell me what you want to see come out of this tonight, Keith. What's the best case coming out of this?
I think this is an opportunity for the country over the next year and a half to really take a close look at who we are. What was our country founded for with freedom? What was done in Philadelphia in 1776? What was affirmed in Gettysburg in 1863? What was defended out of the factories of Pittsburgh in the 1940s? This is freedom. Governor DeSantis talks about the courage to be free. The deep state is there. It's real. Washington, D.C. is broken. But here you have a governor who was able to rebuild a bridge in 3 days after a hurricane. Imagine what he could do in 8 years as president, fixing a broken Washington, D.C.
Keith, I hope you have his ear and it's during the coming campaign. Great stuff today, though. It gets my thinking going here of how he's going to handle some of the stuff. Thank you for that. Thanks for your counsel. And hopefully we'll talk with you again very soon after we see tonight.
You bet, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.